97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Sue is telling me that our friend and colleague Brad Young is reporting in from Highway 40 that it is a disaster this afternoon, right?
Yeah, that accident approaching 141 and they've got, you know, the two left lanes blocked. That leaves only the right lane. I'm sorry. The two left lanes are the only ones open. The right lanes are blocked. He's been sitting there for 70 minutes.
But he's listening to the show, Sue.
Yeah.
He's doing the right thing. We appreciate that, Brad. Yesterday, I talked about the situation with CBS News. They held a big meeting on the anniversary of what happened with Hamas in Israel. The same day that Hamas parachutes into Israel, rapes, tortures, murders children, they decide to make this all about an interview that happened last week between Tony DeCoppo, their host for the morning show, one of their hosts with Gayle King, and a guy by the name of Ta-Nehisi Coates, who is a liberal whack job who writes a book about Israel. And in this entire book, does not mention the word Hamas once, doesn't mention Iran, leaves all. So it's completely one-sided, which certainly he has the right to do. But Tony DeCoppo has the right to ask him questions about that. So he does that. It's actually a pretty good interview. You know, and everyone seems to be fine.
Yeah.
But then the snowflakes at CBS decide to complain, all the little producers and editors and people that weren't happy with Tony. So they do a conference call with all their reporters and news staff, and here's what they say.
Many of you have reached out to express concerns over recent reporting, specifically about the CBS Morning's Coates interview from last week, as well as comments made coming out of some of our correspondents' reporting. I want to thank every single one who reached out for your honesty, your transparency, and your commitment. So I want to address three things. Number one, after a review of our coverage, including the interview, it's clear there are times we have not met our editorial standards.
Yeah, like last week with the debate, by the way. This is what's so funny, that they want to point toward this thing with Tony DeCoppo when they have all kinds of evidence, including Bill Whitaker, who came to St. Louis and completely manipulated and lied to the rest of the country about our prosecutor at the time, Kim Gardner. Nick Fondicero is with us. He is with the Media Research Center and Newsbusters. This is an interesting story, isn't it, Nick? How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Mark.
You don't often get, and I don't know if anyone's going to try to out the person who leaked it, but it's funny. On that conference call, I'm sure you've listened to it, Sue, at the beginning, they say, we appreciate everyone keeping these conversations confidential. And somebody leaked the whole damn thing, didn't they, Nick?
Yeah, definitely. What's worse about it is that you can see when there is pushback from like Jan Crawford, where they're like, oh, no, he did a good job. And if you guys are getting these calls from people saying he's doing a bad job from inside the office, maybe I should be doing the opposite calls to let you know he's doing a great job. So he's getting some support on the inside. Right. And you had Redstone come out today, one of their upper echelon people who doesn't deal with the day to day stuff at CBS. But it comes out and goes, oh, I thought the interview was really good. And this Redstone has a history of fighting anti-Semitism, so it makes sense that she would back Tony in this.
Yeah, so you're talking about Sherry Redstone, and this is interesting. You know, I think it's another interesting development, which, by the way, makes management at CBS in their news division just look terrible. So she's the chair of Paramount Global. That's the parent company. She said that CBS leadership had made a, quote, bad mistake with their handling of CBS Morning's co-host Tony DeCoppo's contentious interview last week. I give her credit for doing that, and it makes me wonder even more why these suits at CBS decided to do this on this conference call, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What I want to hear more is about how the complaints came in and what specifically they were complaining about.
I think one of the complaints might have been they know when they were talking about like what happened with the interview. They're like, oh, that interview plus the sign off with one of our correspondents, which before they went to that interview, Tony got into it a little bit with a foreign correspondent, Intiaz Tayeb, who is fairly pro-Palestinian. He went around and did some really gushy interviews with Hamas terrorists that were released, and he's sitting there smiling. They're having a good time sitting and talking about getting released. And when Tayeb was doing a report sort of lamenting Hezbollah getting bombed in Lebanon, Tony basically said, like, oh, they got what was coming to them after launching rockets for a year at Israel. And you see, like, an active grimace on Tayeb's face when he hears that. So if anybody, if I was to put money on somebody, it might have been tied.
Right, right. And maybe more than that. But look, what the reporting has been is that there has been strong and growing discord within CBS News that needed to be addressed in the editorial meeting. But what's hilarious about it, as you know better than anyone, especially at Newsbusters, that they say this all with a straight face, completely not acknowledging the bias that took place 2 weeks ago or just a week ago in the vice presidential debate or any other of litany of things that CBS has been involved in an embarrassing way over the course of the last couple of decades, I'd say.
Yeah, like they're definitely like what we saw in the debate where Tim Walz was able to get away with stuff. Meanwhile, they were trying to actively fact check Vance when they were literally trampling the rules of their debate when their debate rule said, we're not going to fact check. That's going to be up to the candidates to make their points to each other. And they were trampling all over those rules. And it's like this massive double standard, because even on CBS Mornings, there's this double standard where they said in the meeting, oh, Tony was essentially bringing his personal feelings to it because he has children over his he has a couple children from a previous marriage that live in Israel, so he brought his personal baggage to the table here. But during the George Floyd stuff, you had Gail King bringing her personal baggage and getting close to breaking down in tears over what happened. So there's this double standard that Tony's not going to be able to bring his stuff and show
exactly.
Talk about his lived experience.
But she can. But she can. She can bring all the emotion. Mm-hmm. And you know, there was nothing. I watched the interview. There was nothing that was unprofessional. He was very honest in the way that he was handling the question. They even highlighted in the CBS, and apparently they tried to dress him down in an hour-long meeting, but I don't think it went very well. And you mentioned Jan Crawford, Sue. Jan Crawford was the only one, at least on the call that we heard, that, you know, stood up for mm-hmm. him. But it's also a situation where, again, CBS, of all places, when it comes to bias in the media, and I don't know if you ever read or if you're familiar with Bernie Goldberg. Bernie's a friend. I've known him for a long time. He was a longtime CBS News reporter. And, you know, this, I'm guessing you're a little younger than I am, Nick, but in 2001, Bernie Goldberg wrote a book called Bias. A CBS mm-hmm. insider exposes how the media distorts the news. And he laid it out for everyone. And he's been pretty much one of the experts on media bias for the last couple of decades. And he was way ahead of the game. So this does not surprise me with CBS News, which makes it even more comical that they tried to take the stand in the position that this was all about, you know, journalistic integrity, if you will. No, it's about upper management getting scared because of a bunch of snowflakes complaining mm-hmm. about their coverage of Israel. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, especially when they have, like, again, a lot of that is coming from the younger people that they're getting out of these journalism schools now, coming out of college, where they're not taught to be objective and show sides to a story, that they're taught to be activists yeah. in their journalism, right? Like, that's what Coates was all about. It's like, oh, I'm only going to show the Palestinian side here because I think personally the Israel side gets too much attention in the media. Meanwhile, we know that the media leans towards the Palestinian cause anyway.
You know, this reminds me, I always talk about some of these local cases that come up, but we had, last year I had a little dust up with a local reporter, might have even been earlier this year, who's at our local NBC affiliate. One of the things that I thought was interesting is that when we were exchanging messages back and forth, and this was about some of the gender-affirming care stuff, she said something on her Twitter feed along the lines of, you know, I'm a very proud and loyal ally to the LGBTQ plus, you know, community. And my response was, wait a second, how can you have a reporter who declares her allegiance to identity politics covering a story that relates to identity politics? By the way, the answer to that is it shouldn't happen. But this is what journalism has become. They're not embarrassed by it at all. In fact, they're proud of it at local television stations and newspapers. And this is what they do. And this is how they're educated, I guess, or indoctrinated was the word I should have used there.
Yeah, journalists are supposed to be dispassionate observers and presenters of the facts and presenters of the events that are going on around us. And we see this even earlier, I believe it was this year, CBS showed us where they lie on good journalism, right? They fired Catherine Herridge, amazing investigative journalist, massive Rolodex. She checks her stuff, she checks her work, and then they got rid of her. because she may lean to the right side or covers topics that they find problematic, like the Hunter Biden stuff and whatnot.
Look, I can tell you, I have a, who used to be a very close friend of mine, who's now, because of his choice, a former friend. He's one of the suits at CBS News, and I can certainly share more stories beyond what you heard on that conference call yesterday. Nick, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me on.
Kilmeade's coming up in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.